So Perek Chav, Perek 20 opens up. Vayibrach David Minovois by Rama, Minayas by Rama. He ran away from Noyas Barama, the place where all the Nevi'im, Shmuel, and all the other prophets were receiving this prophecy. Vayava Vayamer lifnei Yonasan. He comes over to Yonasan and says, Me'al sisi me'al vayini mechatasi. What did I do? What did I sin? What did I do wrong? Lifnei Avicha. Kimivakash es nafshi. What did I do to your father that he's trying to kill me? Vayamer lechalila leitamus. Yonasan is telling him, don't worry. He's not trying to kill you. My father is not going to do anything without telling me. There's no way my father would try to kill you without telling me. So if he didn't tell me, it must be that he's not trying to kill you. Now, last week we saw very clearly that Shaul definitely was trying to kill David. So what was going on over here? Was Yonasan living in his own bubble? Did he not know what was going on? So this two pshatim. The Malbim learns that Yonasan only knew about the episode where Shaul sent soldiers to guard David the whole night to make sure he doesn't run away. And Yonasan figured that what he wants to do, what Shaul wanted to do, was only make sure David doesn't run away. He was not planning to kill him in the morning. He didn't know about that. He didn't think that he was planning to kill him in the morning. All he wanted to make sure is that David doesn't run away during the night. That's all. And we're going to see later on when David tells Yonasan, no, I am about to be killed by Shaul, then he's revealing to Yonasan how Shaul tried to throw the spear at him, and how he followed him all the way to Noyos. And according to the Malbim, Yonasan did not know about that part. All he knew was that Shaul tried to send messengers, soldiers, to make sure David does not run away during the night. That's all he knew about. And he thought that he wasn't planning to kill him, he was just trying to make sure he doesn't run away. That is the pshat of the Malbim. The Radak learns very different. The Radak says that Yonasan knew about the episode with the spear, Shaul throwing the spear at David. He knew about Shaul following David all the way to Noyos. He knew about Shaul sending soldiers to protect David to make sure he does not run away in the middle of the night. However, Yonasan figured the only time Shaul wants to kill David is only when he has the Ruach Ro, when he has the bad spirit possessing him. And that's the only time he's trying to kill David. When he's normal, when he doesn't have this bad spirit possessing him, then he's not going to try to kill David. So according to the Radak, Yonasan is telling David, why don't you come back to the palace, make sure that during the time where Shaul is in this bad spirit zone, you have to be extra careful to make sure he doesn't try to kill you, even though David was the one who had to be closest to Shaul, especially in those times, because he had to play for him. He had to play the music, play the harp, in order to calm Shaul down during those times. But Yonasan is telling him, listen, if you're extra careful, and you know that right now there's a risk and Shaul is going to try to kill you, you're going to be able to get away with it, even though you're going to be right next to Shaul while he's in this bad state. That's what Yonasan is trying to convince David to do. However, David knew more than Yonasan. The close servants of Shaul came over to David and revealed to him that Shaul is trying to kill David not only when he's in this Ruach Ra, when he has this bad spirit, but all the time. All the time. He's always trying to kill David. The reason why he did not tell Yonasan was because he didn't want Yonasan to be upset. He knew Yonasan was very close to David and how much he loved him. And therefore, he didn't want to tell David. He didn't want to tell Yonasan. But David knew from the close servants of Shaul that Shaul is always planning to kill him. And that's why he's telling Yonasan, no, it's not true. As we're going to see in the next pasuk, there's a very small distance between me and death. Shaul is trying to kill me with all his might at all times. Therefore, there's nothing I can do. It's not a good idea for me to come back. So according to the Radak, it seems like David never came back to the palace. according to the Malbim, it seems like David did come back to the palace. And we're going to see it, later on right now, the experiment that David and Yehoshaphat did to see exactly where Shaul is standing with David. Does he really hate him? Is he really trying to kill him or not? So those are the two pshatim. Pasuk Gimel continues. Vayishava oy David vayomer. David makes a shvua and he tells Yonasan, "Yodai yad avicha ki matzasi chen beinecha." Your father knows that we are best friends, that we are good buddies. Vayomer al yeda zoyis Yonasan peniyotzev. Your father does not want to tell you that he's trying to kill me because he doesn't want you to be upset. Vulam chayashem vechein avshacha ki kafesa beini uvein amaves. I'm telling you, Yonasan, there's a very small distance, like a small step, like a baby step between me and death. Shaul is trying to kill me at all times. It is not a good idea for me to come back to the palace. At least according to the Radak. The Malbim holds that he did come back. And we're going to see. Pasuk Dal. V'yemer Yonasan al David, matar nafshecha ve'eselach. Yonasan says, you know what? Let's come up with a plan to see exactly where Shaul is holding. What is he thinking? Is he trying to kill you or not? Pasuk Hey. V'yemer David al Yonasan. This is the plan. Hine chodesh mochar v'anochi yoshev eshev im melech lechol. V'shilachtani v'nistarti v'asode ad ha'erev v'shlishis. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And you traditionally, the king made a big party, a big suda on Rosh Chodesh. And I want you to send me home. Tell the king that you sent me home. I can't leave on my own, because if I do, I'm going to be considered a murder by Malchus, rebelling against the king. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to give Shaul another excuse to kill me. So why don't you send me home, tell your father that you sent me home, and we're going to see what happens. In pocket if kadeni avicha ve'amarta nishal many David loritz beislechem iray kizevach yom imshal machal mishpacha. When your father asks for me, and you say, "Oh yeah, well I sent him home to be with his family, because his family traditionally also had a big party. They brought a zevach, they brought a korban, a sacrifice on Rosh Chodesh." Let's see how Shaul reacts to that. Him koyoymar. If he says, "Fine, yeah, that's good, no problem, I have no problem with that," we'll know that Shaul is fine. He does not hate David. But if he gets extremely upset, then we're going to know that he's actually planning to kill him. V'asis chesed al avdecha. I want you to do a favor to me. Kim v'risa shem v'esa s'avdecha imoch. V'im yesh b'yovein ha'b'sini ato. V'adavicha lom hazeh t'v'yeini. If you know that I have done something wrong, that I have some kind of sin, that I deserve to die, why would you bring me all the way to your father? Don't make sure your father does not kill me. You can kill me yourself if you know that there's something wrong with me. Obviously, he's telling him there's nothing wrong. There's no reason why I should die. There's no sin that I deserve to be killed for. Yonasan says, "Of course, I know there's nothing wrong with you. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no sin that you deserve to die for. I'll make sure that my father will not kill you." David is now telling Yonasan, "Okay, we know that if your father gets upset, that means he's trying to kill me. However, it's very subjective how upset he gets. Maybe to you, even a small amount of anger is not really so significant. But to me, I'm saying you're his son, you're very close to him, so if he gets only a little bit angry, it doesn't really mean much to you. But to me, it could mean, a great deal of anger that shows that he's trying to kill me. So it's very subjective between me and you. So please tell me what kind of measure of anger do you consider that Shaul will be trying to kill me." Now, there's a few options over here. Either he says, yeah, I'm fine with him going home. I have no problem with that. Or he could get extremely upset. Those are the two opposites. However, there are two options in the middle. Either he never asks about David at all. That could also happen. Or even if he does ask him and he doesn't get not upset and he doesn't say fine. He doesn't agree for David to go. So we're going to see that they made a special simon, a special signal of Yonatan telling David exactly how upset Shaul got, and the two options in the middle, which are kind of neutral. We don't know what Shaul really is thinking. Now, to discuss the plan further, they want to make sure that no one is going to hear about it. They don't want anyone to listen into their plan. Therefore, they're going out to a secluded place so they can discuss it further. So they're going over the details of the plan, and Yonatan is saying, on the third day, if Shaul does not, remember, we got 3 days. They're now an Erev Rosh Chodesh, this is the first day. First day Rosh Chodesh, this is the second day. And the second day Rosh Chodesh, which is the third day. So we've got a few opportunities for Shaul to ask about David. If he does not ask about you during those days, on the third day, I will bring it up myself, and I will ask Shaul to see what he's really thinking. And if I find out that he's really upset at you and he really wants to kill you, then I'm going to send a messenger. I don't want to come to you myself because it could be dangerous. I'm going to somehow send you a message. We're going to see how he's going to do it to have you run away. Pasuk Gimel. Ko yasa Hashem li Yonatan v'cho yosif ki yetiv el avi esara alecha v'kilisis azecha v'shlechticha v'alachta l'shalem. Yonatan is now making a shvua with David. He's making this covenant with David that I will work with you to find out exactly what's in the heart of Shaul, my father, but I want you to promise me something as well. What is he asking from David? V'loy medeni chai, v'loy tasi modi chesed Hashem, v'loy amus. I want you to make sure, even if I die, when you become king, I want you to make sure not to kill out my family. Because traditionally, what the kings did is they would kill out the families of the previous king. They didn't want any living heir to be alive, because that would threaten their own kingship. Therefore, the kings always made sure to kill out the previous king's sons and grandsons, the whole family. They would completely wipe them out. We see the same kind of thing in the animal kingdom, where anytime there's lion herds. That's not a herd. It's a. It's called a lion pride. Exactly, a lion pride. Right. There are either one or two alpha lions who control the pride. Yeah. And anytime...
It seems that's the way everybody did it. But why should Jews do this? These people are religious. They believe in God.
Well, you see, also Shaul believed in God.
Why would they follow what the Goyim were doing?
They do it for God's sake.
Why is he afraid of this? That he's going to go bad like the rest of them. He has to promise he's not going to kill... Why should he think that... They would think about something, the Jewish people. Because
there's a real potential for these descendants to try and rebel against the king and take over the kingship for themselves. And we're going to see later on.
It happened throughout Jewish history. Brother was killing brother, the Hashmonaim. They were killing each other, all fighting against each other.
They were bad.
No, they were all religious.
Huh?
They were all religious.
Not when they were killing people.
Well, we're actually going to see later on.
Against Hashem when they were killing people.
We're going to see later on that David actually did not honor the shvua that he made to Yonasan, and he did end up killing Yonasan's son or grandson, Ishbosheth, because he thought that he was going to rebel against him and try to become king.
Well, that's a different story.
And Hashem ended up punishing David for not keeping the shvua with Yonasan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, okay.
So we find that we're going to see later on in the later parakim that. That really, he actually ended up killing.
Left the city. He wasn't supposed to.
That's Shimon ben Gera. Right. That was the one who cursed David. But we're talking about a descendant of Shaul, which was killed by David. Again, it's a whole story. We're going to get to it. But David thought that he was trying to become king, to rebel against him. And that's why he ended up killing him. So we see that it did happen. Unfortunately, it was very common for people to try to impeach the king and take over the kingship. Mm-hmm. As I was saying, the same thing happens with lion pride, where anytime a new lion takes over the pride, he kills all the offspring of the previous lion. So if they have lion cubs, the new alpha lion will come ahead and kill all the cubs.
But they're not animals.
Right, saying. We'll have to. Obviously, we're not animals.
I mean, why should he's talking to David? He's not talking to a guy from the street that's going to take over and be king.
Of course, now, David was obviously a very righteous person, but we see that even David ended up killing Yohanan's son.
There must have been a reason.
There was a reason for it, but. Yonasan is making the shvua specifically for that reason. I want to make sure that under no circumstances you kill anyone of my family. But David did not honor the shvua. It was obviously a very challenging thing because we see that he actually did kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Did he make a shvua with Shaul as well?
No. Only with the Yonasan.
Shaul asked.
Shaul asked. Right.
And then they separated.
At that point, Shaul asked him. He said, "I recognize that you are going to be the king." And he asked him to treat his family. I don't remember exactly. Yeah, actually, Avner, who was a general of Shaul, convinced Shaul that it really. Wasn't David who actually cut it off. We're going to see when we get there. We're going to see. It's coming up. It's coming up very soon. Not in this paragraph, but the next few ones. So Pasuk Tesvav continues. I want you to make a shvuah, to swear, to a special vow that you will not kill anyone from my household forever. And even if they become enemies to you, I want to make sure they do not kill anybody. Meaning he's adding Hashem into the Shvua and making sure that Hashem will punish David, which he did. Hashem actually did end up punishing David for not honoring the Shvua that he made with Yohanasan. So Yosef Yohanasan lashbiyas David ba'avasi oisai, ki avas nafshoi ahevai. Again, Yonasan is repeating again and again, when you become king, make sure not to kill my family. When you become king this, when you become king that. Why is he repeating this over and over again? Because he loved David so much, and he loved saying, when you become king. He's looking forward to David become king, because he actually loved him so much. Their love was a very strong bond.
How did he know at this time he was going to become king?
Well, see, it was obvious. Yonasan knew that Shaul did something wrong. Everyone knew that Shmuel told Shaul, especially Yonasan.
Well, he was gone right away.
See,
Shmuel
already told Shaul that he's not going to be king anymore. He's not going to pass over to his son.
No one knows that David.
Right.
That
right.
Shmuel.
No, he did. He did.
Shmuel appointed David
before he let it know to a few people that he was going to be a king.
Right. It was actually we saw over there a mechlekes.
Maybe his brothers, maybe his father, but I don't think he let anyone else No.
Right. Well,
I don't think David knew either. He just gave.
Well, David knew. I'm saying David himself was appointed, was anointed to be king. So David definitely knew. Right. It could be that because they had such a strong covenant, David ended up revealing to Yonasan that he's going to be the next king. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, when the Chodesh comes, Rosh Chodesh, then you will not be there. You will not be at this big feast by my father Shaul. But she lashed up. A terid moed, uvasa el makam, she started shom b'yom ma'aseh. I want you to change your hiding place every single day. On the first day, you'll hide on a, you know, not such a serious hiding place. Next day, you have to go even deeper into the field. And the third day, you have to hide so deep into the field, the same way you hid on a day where there would be work. Meaning, on Rosh Chodesh, they would not do any work in the field. So there was less of a risk that someone would find him. However, during a regular weekday of working, there's workers in the field all the time, and there's a much higher risk for someone to find you. So on the third day, I want you to go so deep into the field that no one will find you, even on a working day. V'yashavta etzel Eben Ozel. He's giving him a special landmark, which is Eben Ozel. And that's where we're going to meet on the third day. I'm going to come down on the third day, and I'm going to send three arrows. Why arrows? The Malbim explains this is keneged lashon hara. Lashon hara is called like arrows. Lashon chitzai chalabam, and it's referring to the lashon hara that Shaul was saying about David. And Yonasan is alluding to this Lashon Hara that Shaul was going to say about David. That's why he's using arrows as their special sign. He's now giving him two signs. First sign is if Shaul has no problem with you, he does not want to kill you, then I'm going to tell the Nar, I'm going to tell the boy, the Chitzim are very close. You don't have to go far. They're right here. All you got to do is take a few steps and go and collect them. That's one sign. The second sign is I'm going to call my servant, I'm going to call him a Nar. I'm going to call him a boy, a younger boy. A Nar is referring to a younger boy. And a younger boy does not need so much strength to run so far to find the chitzim, to find the arrows. So there's two signs. First of all, I'm going to tell him they're very close. Secondly, I'm going to call him a boy. I'm going to call him a nar, which means you don't have to run away so far, because a boy doesn't have the strength to run away, to run so far. If I call him something else, if I call him an elem is an older man. If I tell the older man, you have to run really far, that will be a sign to you that you have to run away because Shaul is trying to kill you. So two signs. I'm going to tell the boy that they're really far. Secondly, I'm going to call him an Elam. An Elam is an older man because an older man needs more strength to run so far. Why is he giving him two signs? Because, again, as we mentioned before, There are options in the middle. There are neutral options where we don't really know what Shaul wants. If he's really trying to kill David. Either if he doesn't ask him about him at all. And even if he does ask him, he might not say anything. He might not say good nor bad. Therefore, if I only use one of the signs, that means that it's a neutral situation. If I use both signs, and I tell him to run really far, and I call him an Elam, an older man, that means that you have to get out of here, run as far as you can. And the Shavuah that we made together, Hashem will be between us to make sure that you will fulfill the Shavuah. So, this is the plan. Let's see what happens. David goes to hide in the field. El halechem lecho. The king comes to his feast. He's sitting down. He sits in his usual place, al moshav akir, right against the wall. So what exactly happened over here? This is all part of the plan. See, the tradition was that the son does not sit next to his father. There's always someone in between the father, the king, and the son. So Yonasan goes and sits next to his father, next to his father's seat. And then, when the king comes, Yonasan had to get up and move, and Avner, who was sitting on the other side of the table, had to sit between the father and Yonasan. Why did he do this? Because he wanted Shaul to realize that somebody's missing. Nobody's missing. We need Avner to come from the other side of the table to sit between me and you. This is all part of the plan to make sure that Shaul actually asks about David. Mm-hmm. Shaul did not mention anything that day. He figured that David, obviously Shaul did not hold very highly of David, so he figured that David was about Kerry. The Gemara says that anyone who has bad yehurim, who has bad thoughts of taiva, thoughts of lust during the day, he will have consequences at night. And since Shaul did not think very highly of David, he thought, oh, he probably has these lewd thoughts during the day, and that's why at night he was not pure, and that's why he did not come to join me in the feast. That was Shaul's thought process. Therefore, he didn't say anything in the first day.
It's interesting. The Lashon here is Kiamar Mikre, which here it translates
Lashon Kerry, right?
Coincidence, but
right.
Yeah,
but it's really referring right. Yeah. It's referring to Kerry, which is impurity.
He's tummy. That's why he's not here.
Right, he's tummy. Vayimim Macharos, the next day. The second day of Rosh Chodesh. This is the third day that David is not there. Again, David is missing. Shaul turns to Yonasan and he asks him, he calls him in a very, very, very degrading way. Why didn't the son of Yishai, he doesn't even call him by his name, why didn't the son of Yishai show up for the feast, not today nor yesterday?
Did he hold Yishai in higher esteem than?
Well, he did. Yishai was considered to be in very high esteem. However, David was not, because remember, David had the whole story right. I think even in everybody's eyes, because David, there was a whole story how David was conceived. You see, Yishai had seven boys, and he at some point. He divorced his wife, but before he divorced her, she was pregnant. And then when she gave birth after she was divorced. So everyone thought that she was that she conceived out of wedlock. And when David was born, they didn't know that it was right. They didn't know that it was really when she was still married. They had no idea. They thought David was some kind of wasn't really a monster because she wasn't Mazana. She didn't. She wasn't married, but he was born out of wedlock, so he didn't really have such a strong yichus. He didn't know that Yishai was really his father, and she conceived while he was married. And David, that's why they sent him away. They wanted him to be the shepherd. They didn't consider him really part of the family. And so David was not held in a very high esteem by many people. So Yonasan al Shaul. Yonasan turns to Shaul and he says, Nishal David Meimadi ad Beis Lechem. David came over and asked me if he could go home to Beis Lechem to celebrate with his family. He begged me and he asked me to go join his family. He said, if you're my brother, if you love me, you would send me home. And I agreed. I sent him home. I told him he could go to be with his family. What is Shaul's reaction? Vaychar af Shaul b'Yonasan. Shaul gets extremely upset. Vayomer lo, ben navas hamardus. This is a disgrace both to you and to your mother. Now, what does he call him? He calls him Ben Navas Hamardus. You are rebelling against me, but yet there's a very interesting lashon. Navas is meloshon ivus, of a distorted manner. What does that mean? Because normally a son would want his father to be in power, to be the king. You, however, this is what Shaul is telling Yaina's son, you are trying to go against me, you're trying to go against your father. This is distorted. This is krum, this is wrong. That's why he's calling him Navas Hamardus, which is the lashon of ivus, of distorted, crooked. So you're rebelling against me, which is not natural. You're helping my enemy, my arch enemy. And this is a disgrace both to you and to your mother. Why? Because now everyone's going to think, since obviously it's natural for a son to want his father to be in power, if you do not want me to be in power, you want David to be in power, obviously, what does that mean? That means that your mother was mezane. Your mother engaged in adultery. And then you're not really my son.
Yeah, not my
that's
son.
Why, right, that's why it's a disgrace to you, both to you and to your mother. So Shaul is obviously getting really bent out of shape. He's accusing Yonasan of horrible things. And what does he continue? He called Yom Mishar Bini Sheikhala Allah Adama, Leitikun Ato Malchusecha. The whole time where David is alive, there's no way you can become king after me. Again, Shaul knew. Shmuel told him that he's not going to be king. He's not going to be king for much longer. The kingship will be taken away from him, not be given to the next generation. And still, Shaul is kind of fantasizing about Yonasan becoming king. He's telling him, as long as David is alive, you're not going to be a real king. You won't be able to establish your kingdom. I want you to get him over to me right now because he deserves to die. So clearly, Shaul is planning to kill David. There's no question about it. He made his intentions very clear.
Is he doing this in private, or is he...
Well, it seems like it was done at the table, yeah. It doesn't seem like he went into a private room. But Yain Yonasan is Shaul Aviv. Shaul Yonasan is now answering his father. Why do you want to kill him? He didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason for you to kill him. Shaul is trying to hit Yonasan with his spear. Again, he's not trying to kill him like he tried to kill David. He's his son. But he got so upset, so livid, that he's trying to hit Yonasan with his spear. And Yonasan realized at that moment that Shaul is very serious, and his mind is set on killing David. Yonasan leaves the table extremely upset. He wasn't even upset for the fact that Shaul insulted him. He was more upset for the fact that Shaul was trying to kill David. That's what he was really upset about. The next day, he's going to send David the sign that he really has to run away. So he's telling his servant, when I shoot the arrows, I want you to go ahead and get them. Yonasan is telling the Nar, once he sends the arrow, you have to go even further. It's even past the half mark of the field. He's telling him they're much further away. You have to run further, and he goes ahead, collects the arrows, and comes back to Yonasan. The boy didn't really know anything. He didn't really know what's going on over here. But Yonasan and David knew exactly this is the sign. and the time has come for them to run away. For David to run away. He's giving his arrows, his bag to his servant, and he's telling him, leave me, I want you to go and bring this to the city. Obviously, he wanted to have a private moment with David before he runs away. This will probably be the last time he's going to see him. The Nara leaves, so David comes and metzel a negev, veipel lap of arza, veishtachu sholish pa'amim. Veishku ish asreyu, veivku ish asreyu ad David higdil. They become close, they embrace, and first they bow down and then they embrace, and they start hugging each other and they're crying. David was crying, he was crying so loud that Yonatan was afraid that someone was going to hear them, and that's why, what does Yonatan say? Yonatan, it's time for you to go, I don't want anyone to find out that you're here, because then they're going to tell Shaul, and he's going to kill you. I want you to, yeah, it's time for you to leave right now. Lech l'shalom, go in peace. Asher nishbaru shneinu anachem b'shem Hashem lemar, Shem yebin yomencho bin zari bin zarecha ad olam. I want you to remember the shvua, the agreement, the vow that we made. I'm going to make sure that, try to make sure that Shaul does not kill you, and you will make sure not to kill anyone from my family. And now they separate, David runs away, and we're going to see later on how Shaul is now going to engage in pursuit to find David and kill him.